Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time of faith. The glory is all over us, Lord. I will say the Lord inhabited the presence of his people. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And glorify your name. I want to look into the word of God by the grace of God. Now, honor God. Bless the reading of your word as we do now, Father. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, many of the times, or sometimes rather, you know, the saints of God find ourselves working in hard places, as they say. I mean, working in hard places. And it often will look like, there is no way out of the situation. The flesh will make it look like that. Satan will work with the flesh, will make it look like, there's no way out of this. It will look like, you know. Thoughts may even come that make it seem that the Lord put the saints in the situation. When indeed it is the adversary at work. Or it could even seem like, you know, because the child of God has missed this somewhere, now we go through certain things. Or it could be persecution on account of the world that brings the saints of God to such hard places, you know. Whatever be the case, the Lord's love and compassion bring deliverance when the child of God reaches out to him. So just for a few minutes, I want to talk about God's deliverance from affliction. You know, even the prophets. Jeremiah was a true prophet, ordained of the Lord. Of him we read in his calling in Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee and ordain thee a prophet unto the nation. We know the Lord always foreknew all things. If anything come here, I already knew them. You know, even the sons of God, the true elect of God, we know he was chosen in him before the foundation of the world. So we know that. So he was a true prophet. So his persecution and so forth, affliction came on account of the world, because he told the people what was before them because of their sins. So Judah and some of that, you know, what before them because of their sins, you know. And the persecuting the false prophets around him, you know. He'll be taken like the Babylon captive and so forth. One was even bold in 2 years and so on, you know. The yoke of Babylon will be broken and so forth. Of course, that was a false prophet, right? And anyway, he was persecuted because of the truth on account of the word. And many of the time, he thought as far that his affliction was from the Lord. He forgot the calling of the Lord to him in the beginning, right? That the Lord already told that he foreknew him and so forth, as you know. So he thought it was the Lord afflicting him one way or the other. But we later remember or recall that the Lord's mercy and compassion deliver him. So, Lamentation 3, I want to read from here. Let's see his experience. Maybe you can identify with it. Many can, you know, or God can identify with the kind of experience this man had and so on, this prophet had. Lamentation 3, 1. I read a couple of verses from that chapter. As a text, you know, from what I'm talking about now. God delivered from affliction. And a man that had seen affliction, he said, by the rod of his wrath. He thought God did that to him, right? Even though he was a prophet, does not we forget that? You know, anyway. Seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. My flesh, verse 4. My flesh and my skin, as he made old, he thought the Lord was doing all this to him. He has broken my bones, he said. He has bidden against me and compass me with gall and travail. Verse 7. He has edged me about that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. All these things happening to him and so on. Thought it was the Lord doing that and so on. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. It's like his prayer just bounce back on the ceiling, back onto him, as he said the prayer was not even being heard at all. You know, he forgot the calling of the Lord and so on. So the prayer, you know, he kind of bouncing back on the ceiling, he was thinking of something that, you know, upon him and so forth, you know. He has enclosed my ways. With his stone, he has made my path crooked. The prophet thought, but the prophet, no? It was unto me as a deer lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. The thought of the man of God during affliction, right? You know, he has turned aside my ways and put me in pieces. He has made me desolate. Look at the afflicted condition, you know, of Jeremiah and so forth, all because he preached the truth, because he spoke the truth to the people. So affliction, persecution on account of the word of God. He has bent his bow and set me as a mark for an arrow. He has called the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. What thoughts go through the heart of the man of God in the time of affliction? Verse 15. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood. Verse 17. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. It's like this world was just, taught another thing for him and so forth. You know. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. That time when she was afflicted and so forth, in the great affliction. Now look at what happened later. Now things begin to come to him. Verse 18. Remembering my affliction, I'm talking about deliverance from affliction, right? Remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath then still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Then look at verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. What did he recall? What did he remember? He forgot many things about the Lord and so on. Here I suppose to remember, it is of the Lord's mercy. He now remember God's mercy, and you just turn by God's, you just turn around. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. So you now remember the compassion of the Lord. So we do well to remember all these things. When affliction comes to us for whatever reason and so on, that, you know, not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is their faithfulness. So he now have hope because of all these things that came to him now. Now have hope, right? They are new every morning. Great is their faithfulness. So when you wake up in the morning, just remember this. The Lord's faithfulness is new unto you and so far as his child. The Lord is my portion, he said. Verse 24. Yes, my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. So forget about all that I've been going through before. All is come to me now. No, the Lord is my portion. In one place. David said the same thing. Say the Lord is my portion and my cup and so on that, you know. Lord is my portion. Yes, my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them. Now here are some clues. Now during affliction and so on. Here are some clues what to do during affliction. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. That's a clue right there. You need to wait on the Lord, right? Wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him. When affliction comes, don't forget. Just wait upon the Lord. I'm going to see throughout this short message here this morning. And seek him. Now, watch this. It is good that a man should both hope. Don't lose hope. And quietly wait, secret, right? Wait for the salvation of the Lord. Whatever condition you are in, when you are going through hard places, don't forget these things, 31 verse. For the Lord will not cast off forever. 32. But though he caused grief, think so, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he has not afflicted willingly, nor give his children of men. Verse 55. I call upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. This man was put in dungeon. The water was up to his nose in the dungeon. Bread of affliction and so on. Even then, remember to call upon the Lord. Put in danger for prophesying the truth that you have delivered the people and so for persecution afflicted on account of the word. So I call upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. And what happened? Thou drewest near. In the day that I call upon thee, thou said, fear not. We should remember all these things when we walk through hard places. I was a prophet, like a child of God. You know, he chose you. We have been chosen, he chose us. You know, in him and so forth, like that, you know. So now, another place in Jeremiah, he said, he made the Lord his strength in the day of affliction. Jeremiah 16:19. Oh Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. He refused to lead to your understanding and his own strength. He now makes the Lord his strength in the day of affliction. Let us remember to do the same thing. All things are written at four times. We are looking for our admonition, for our example. And we through the scriptures, we have the story of Job. It's a familiar one. Nearly all the prophets, they think the same thing. They think the Lord did something to them and so on in the time of affliction, right? But the Lord is the one who delivers us when it's all said and done. So Job too, at first thought, the Lord brought about his affliction. That's what he thought. But we know, it was Satan. And the Lord was the one who delivered him. In Job 121, what I'm saying now, Job 121. The Lord gave his sin. Say the Lord gave, he has lost everything now. 7,000 camels, I believe it is. 500,000, lost all everything overnight. You know, lost his children and so on. Say the Lord gave. He thought the Lord took them away from him. And the Lord has taken away, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. See? But we know, you see, the thought will come at time to the children of God. We see the Lord doing this to me and so on, you know, but we know behind the scenes what happened to him and so on. Even in Job 13:15. Though it's raining now, see, or he was going through affliction and so forth, yet will I trust him, in him rather. But I will maintain my own ways before him. So no matter what we go through, keep on trusting, another thing right here, keep on trusting him. Whether Satan throws things against you, or whatever it is, the way out of it is to trust in him even then. In Job 23 verse 10, keep on maintaining his integrity. But he knows the way that I take, when he has tried me, see, I shall comfort as gold. So in the darkest hour, don't forget to confess the deliverance of the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord, see. You know, he said, after that, you know, he just had some kind of faith, just rose in him. Shall be comfort as God, he said. Now what happened in the end? Job 42. See? Deliverance from affliction, right? Job 42 10. And the Lord taught the captivity of Job. See? When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Another secret there. When you are even going through trouble, don't begin to pray for yourself alone. Just turn away from yourself. Pray for other brethren. Pray for other people as well as you know. Even those who persecuted you, pray for them. What did God teach us? Pray for them that persecute you, right? And those who hate you as well as that, you know. When you are talking, right? So what happened? That's a secret right there for God's people at the end of time and so forth, you know. So when he prayed for his friends, also, the Lord, you know, gave Job twice as much as he had before. Verse 11. Then came there unto him all his brethren, and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil the Lord had brought upon him. They thought the Lord brought evil upon him, right? Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earning of gold. Verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, double it up. And 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 sheep asses. So we see right there, in time of affliction. So when we think that, oh, the Lord, not really the Lord, that are the adversary. Or we miss something somewhere in our life or whatever. In its own case, I don't have that scripture. I think it's in Job 3:25. That which I fear, I come upon him. See, fear let broke the edge. And the devil was able to bring affliction to him and so forth. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In one scripture, the Bible calls it bondage. God has not given us the spirit of bondage to fear again, but the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Tell another prophet here. Jonah was his name. Another popular Bible, most of our affliction and so forth, that you know. Now, this time around, his own error causes, right? You know, so with however it comes, the Lord will deliver. Job 2:1. I want to read a couple of Jonah 2:1. Suffer affliction because of his own error, running away from the Lord, right? Now, Jonah 2:1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cry by reason of my affliction. See, deliverance from affliction, right? Secrets begin to call. It could be my own error, misses and so forth, you know, with the Lord and so on. Okay. Satan afflicting me, whichever way it is, the Lord shall deliver. Bring deliverance. And I said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he had me out of the belly of hell. Cried out. He was in a terrible condition. Imagine it. He described it here. Let me read the rest of them. I cried, and thou hardest my voice. That's how good our Lord is. Isn't it? Very good. For thou hast cast me into the deep. The fisherman cast into the deep, Job. Anyway, because of your disobedience, right? Anyway, into the deep. In the midst of the sea, and the flood compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. There have been thought, the prayer of Solomon, when you are in trouble and so forth in a foreign land, whatever you ask and so on, he said, Lord, if they will look toward this temple, and they will count to you in their affliction. This is Solomon was praying, I don't remember. Hear them, O Lord, and deliver them. Solomon prayed, and God, Jonah had been taught those kind of things. Even in the buried way, he was looking towards the temple in his heart of the Lord and so forth. The waters compassed me about. Think about all this when we go through something, right? People have gone through things, care of God and so on. The waters compassed me about. Even to the soul, the death closed me round about. The whips were wrapped about my head. In the belly of the fish, can you imagine someone in India? So I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The heart with a bars was about me forever. It thought it'd be forever. Sometimes the flesh is makes to look like, oh, this thing, when will it finish? Oh, sometimes we say there's no way out of this situation or something like that, you know? So that was it says forever, right? Yet as thou brought up my life from the corruption, oh Lord my God. Just when you think, there's no way out, or Satan begins to buffet you. How about you come out of this thing and something that you know? Set your heart upon the Lord. See? Something that you know. So pray right there. Say, oh Lord my God, and so forth. Then my soul fainted within me. I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. So we see right there, let all those things to remember the Lord. At that time deliverance came. Reading further, I don't have the rest of them here. As he was giving thanks to the Lord, out of a situation that seemed hopeless, as far as man is concerned, but I think there will be no way out. Bible says the fish vomited him out to dry land, right? If you read the rest of the chapter and so on. Now even David himself, Psalm 27:13, deliverance from affliction, right? Psalm 27 verse 13. I have fainted. That's how David fell. I have fainted that unless I had believed that to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, that's how terrible he fell. Only because of the goodness of the Lord. Verse 14. Now the secret. Wait on the Lord. When affliction come or any other time. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, no matter what. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, talking about waiting. He experienced so many things as affliction, adversity, and so forth. And the waiting has always been the thing that brought him out of it. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me. I heard my cry. So he hears you. In all those afflictions, he hears you. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. So horrible. All hell will cry to you. You can't come out of this. All the way out of it. The flesh, if you don't, you are not careful, we're walking with that and so on, bring affliction and so forth and that, you know. Horrible pit. When you say horrible, Bible call it, it means horrible. No? Bible doesn't mean worse, right? Yeah. Doesn't mean worse. Oh, a horrible pit. Out of the mighty clay. And set. And set my feet upon a rock and establish my going. This we do for all of his children, out of any situation, no matter how horrible it may look and so forth, you know. Now, and he have put a new song in my mouth. In one place, he said, we didn't endure for a night. In another time, he said, joy comes in the morning. See? So, I'll be adversity not forever. This affliction for God is not forever. As we see in every case, what's it forever for Job? What's it forever for any of these people? Even for David, and for you and me too. A new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as thought. I try to lie. Satan will tell all kinds of lies around you, but we keep the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and the thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I will declare and they speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. In one scripture, it says, such towards us, they are more than all the sand, which is by the seashore, you know. And the Bible says another place in the book of the Bible says, and those thoughts, they are thoughts of peace, never of evil, to give us an expected end. Jeremiah 63, verse 7, talking about deliver from affliction. One thing stand out. No matter what is affliction, wait on the Lord. The Bible says, all of them, wait, you know, wait on the Lord, and some of that, you know. Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us and the great goodness towards the house of Israel and we too here, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. See that Jeremiah, what Jeremiah was saying, the mercy of the Lord, the loving kindness of the Lord, that cannot consume. Now, verse 9. In all their afflictions, see, deliver from affliction. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, as the Lord, he identified with us. And the angel of his presence saved them. See, talking of Israel throughout the wilderness and so on, that you know, you and I today. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, redeem them and he bear them and carry them all the days of old. He saw them to the end and so forth, that you know. So Bible say, as a man pities his, you know, his children, the Lord pities them that careless him, right? So anyway, so even in the church age, talking about being with them, he carried them through all the days of old. The Lord has told us what will happen at the end of time. So in his church, this church expectation and so on. The Lord is with you, with me, and so forth, with his people. I will be with you to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. No. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he put in there. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, what a comfort when you know that the Holy Ghost is with you forever. See with him unto the day of redemption. Doesn't go, doesn't come. See? Now, Psalm 34, the 17th verse. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivered them out of all their troubles. That's what, how wonderful the Lord is, no matter what trouble they are, all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite heart. Verse 19, which we all know, and that's how I want to go. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, see, delivered from affliction, right? The Lord delivered him out of them all. So when you are passing through one, you are in now, don't forget, he has delivered you from many in the past. And in this testament, he that delivered and does deliver, and will yet deliver, another scripture, right? So we don't need to lose hope when we have the affliction come and so on, whatever it may be. The Lord redeemed, verse 22 of that place. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalm 22, verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. Verse 24. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. He's our deliverer. Any affliction, whatever. He hath not abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried, secrets, right, unto him, he heard. That is waiting, that is crying, time of affliction, you wait, you cry, and so on, the Latin, he hear, he will deliver you. Verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, see? They shall praise the Lord that seek him. See that seeking the Lord, waiting the Lord, and praising God. Your heart shall live forever. Praise the Lord. Bible say that when we do it, whatever do the will of God, abideth forever. You need to stand and praise the Lord. Abideth forever. Do the will of God. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, we not we fear, instead of being fearful and so on, that, you know. No, don't do that. Just make our Lord, make the Lord our strength, you know, strength of our life and so on. Therefore, we not we fear. Though they have been, that's the worst case scenario now, though they have been removed, I mean, you are let it be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, see? Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, that's a river. The streams where I shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and rise early. He won't be late. He'll be with you right on time. Out of our bellies, rising rivers of living water. Enduring into everlasting life. Praise the Lord. See? Some need to see that kind of thing in prophecy and some of that, you know. So the Holy Ghost is a great comforter. So God's word will comfort his people in their affliction. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. What is it? For thy word hath has quickened me. He will do it. God's word will do it any place. God's word will defeat Satan any place, anywhere, anytime. Praise the Lord. See? This is my comfort in my affliction. For that word has quickened me. Now, they are living in these days of the Lord's prophecy for the end of the age. Mark 13 of verse 7. So we are living in this last day that the Lord prophesied. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, the Lord said, but the end shall not be yet. Why did he say that? Because when you see this thing, what happened? We are seeing them now. Why is the end not yet? Because why? Coming after this, I'm going to come with the great tribulation, right? The Antichrist rises, the great tribulation will come and so on, you know. And before the great tribulation, but still in the heart of the 70th week of Daniel, rapture takes place, right? You know, and then the great tribulation, when that man of sin will appear in the temple at Jerusalem and so on, and say, I'm God, you know, make the covenant and so on with the Jews and so on, you know. And then, of course, the great and terrible day of the Lord will occur and so on, you know. Then we had all the trumpet judgments and so on, you know, and then the violent judgment will come, so on and so on. And then, of course, at the end of the age, going around there, you know, come the millennium and all those things. Anyway, now, what says, for nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famine, and we see them right now, and troubles all over the world. Look at the globe. Show me a map for your world. I'll show you where there's peace anywhere. Troubles, the Bible says, and these are the beginning of sorrows. Now they think something. The Bible says this thing we are saying right now, which will get worse and worse, are the beginnings of sorrows. Now, not only did the Lord tell us not to be troubled, don't forget this thing. In another scripture, I think it's Luke 21, says you shall hear of wars and commotion, as they call it. Say, but be not terrified. Praise the Lord. See? Now, so not only did the Lord tell us not to be troubled, in such a time as we are living right now, he comforted us with many other scriptures. Even back to the book of Job, he to comfort us. Job 5, verse 19. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. Amen. Deliver you in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall no evil before thee, to touch the other. Verse 20 of Job 5. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, see, we have wars and so on, and famine, the Lord said, war, pestilence, and so on, you know. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, for the power of the sword, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. You know. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. That's God's children, right? Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Verse 24. And thou shalt know that the tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. 25 verse. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, blessing you and your children and your household and so on, and the offspring as the grass of the earth. So many blessings, even in the time of famine and trouble and so on, you know, God comforting his children with these scriptures and so forth at the end of the age. Psalm 22 verse 23. Ye, I'm going to wrap up here. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Oh, ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. Verse 24. For he hath not despised, nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. I think I said that before. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before thee, before them that fear thee. the meek shall eat and be satisfied. No matter what happens in the economy and so on, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Now we know, in all these things, Satan is the oppressor, and the Lord is the deliverer. Any kind of affliction and so on, Job thought it was the Lord. No. Jeremiah thought it was the Lord. No. And sometimes we think that way, so we know Satan is the oppressor, the Lord is the deliverer. In Acts 10:38, how we know, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we know that. So 2 Corinthians 4:17. I read that to you. You say, Satan, if you can just put some in one hand, that the Lord is doing this to you, it's a way to kind of belittle your faith, to kind of discourage you, and so I think there's no hope, right? When we know where it is coming from, the Lord is always our deliverer. Satan is the oppressor. 2 Corinthians 4:17, as I close that this morning, I mean, deliverer from affliction. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So, compared to what is going for us and what is ahead of us that God has for us, no matter how long it may be in an affliction, Bible says it's just a moment compared to the many, many times of joy and the peace and love and provision that the Lord will bring, you know, to his children. In fact, I will say that the affliction of God's people are just a blessing in disguise. What's a blessing for Job? See? A blessing in disguise. Well, we know the Bible says that no suffering or whatever as of present looks joyous, right? We know that in the scripture. But even then, see? See all the scriptures here, we can just, you know, keep the word of the Lord without any conditions, and a blessing will result. That scripture, James chapter 5 verse 10. Take my brethren, the prophets. We'll be going through them tomorrow morning. The prophets, even prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. So don't think, why me? You know, even prophets, you know, an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy, which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, read him this morning, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So that key word patience is another key thing when we are going through hard places, I call it. We all do it, and we all go through things. I mean, so that word patience is very, very important. We go to the word of the Lord, and we call upon the name of the Lord, then we wait patiently for him. So we are at the age now where we need to be very patient. So be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. We know the husband man waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and he has long patience, you know, for us, until we see the early and the former rain. Such an hour like this, the Lord told us, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So that we do all the kinds of discourage. He always tell that and so on, you know. And let us remember all these things. When we pass through hard places, not to lose hope. It's just for you as a child of God. If God allows to come to me and you, it will always be a blessing in disguise when we patiently wait for the Lord, call upon his name, call upon his word. Just a blessing coming your way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Prophets, see them for example of suffering affliction and so that, you know. And we see in every situation, even say, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered him from them all. So we thank you, Lord. So we go this morning with all this exhortation this morning and this morning. And we know the Lord is good. Your loving kindness, you know, your compassion will never fail. And therefore, holy for your word, Lord of God, we are more than conquerors. The Lord who gave us all to triumph always through our Lord Jesus Christ. To the Lord, as we wait for the coming of the Lord in our patience, protecting our souls. We thank you, Father, we worship you. Know that you are with us always, as we have said, even to the end of the world. These are the days of doing exploits too, by just trusting in the Lord. They that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, as you may know you know, the power of your resurrection. And that, O Lord God, which lives in us. The Bible will say, O Lord God, according to the power that rested in us. Ephesians 3:20 says, O Lord of God, so we thank you, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of his resurrection. The Bible says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we thank you, Lord. So our head always lifted up, knowing that he has put Satan under our feet. That's the word of God says. And then, day by day, we go back as more than conquerors. Thank you for the new week, Lord. We know your presence has gone before us already. If we talk, your angel encamps around us. Lord, that wherever we talk, we will find favor before you, Lord. Or before me, as we have found favor before you. We claim the promise to bless the work of our hand. Commit that works unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Bible says that bring it to pass. And your thoughts also unto the Lord. If I establish your thoughts when you commit your work unto him. So that's what we do this morning, Father. It is written that whatsoever we do shall prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We see how it's even in family that God will supply. They call it inflation these days. Call it deflation. They call it whatever they might call it, Lord. Bible said the Lord is with his people and will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by our Lord Jesus Christ. Yahweh said that making us to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we say, Lord, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away.